Hello, you're watching Talking Europe. Romania is about to rerun a high-stakes presidential election fueled by a political crisis that has engulfed the country for the last 5 months. At the end of November, the ultranationalist Calin Georgescu sent shockwaves through the EU by winning the first round. But the Constitutional Court cancelled the result in December because of allegations of electoral violations and manipulation through social media. Indeed, the role played by TikTok has come under intense scrutiny, with the EU Commission now saying that it has grounds to suspect that the platform was in breach of its obligations under the EU's Digital Services Act. Calin Georgescu is banned from the repeat vote on May the 4th, but Brussels still has plenty to worry about, as the far-right AUR, led by George Simeon, is polling strongly, and the allegations of Kremlin meddling in European elections, something that Moscow firmly rejects, have not gone away. To talk about all this, I'm joined on set by Romanian MEP Andy Cristea from the Socialists and Democrats, who works a lot on digital issues and actually was a rapporteur on these issues at the Council of Europe. Welcome to you.
Hi, good to be here.
Also with me on set, Lithuanian Renew MEP Petras Austravičius, who is a substitute on EUDS, the Special Committee on the European Defence Shield. Welcome back to the programme.
Good day to you.
And also joining us from Bucharest, a Romanian MEP Gheorghe Piperia, who is Vice Chair of the European Conservatives and Reformists. Gheorghe Piperia, let's go to you first in Bucharest. Your party, the AUR, has said that Russia is being used as a scapegoat when voters make a decision that the establishment doesn't like.
It's true, because even after 5 months, we do not have hard evidences, saying that Russian people, Russian authorities, Russian secret services manipulated the vote in the 24th of November. It's about the freedom of vote. The fact that in this moment, all the five candidates, principal candidates to the election, are somehow penalized by the Romanian authorities because of the fact that somehow they were considered as being in breach of the legislation, electoral legislation. It's not about extremists anymore. It's about also the other parties, including the alliance between PSD and PNL, which are supporting a single candidate, Mr. Antonescu. And this is a matter of concern, because not only politicians in this moment are penalized by the bad consider Romanian authorities, but also regular people, which are being considered as being political actors, are penalized, shadow banned, etc. And this is the reason, because I send a letter to the European Commission, especially to Madame Virpurna, me together with another 22 MEPs, raising concern about the freedom of speech in Romania. We do have this problem, and this is happening here in Romania. This could happen also in Poland, in France, in Netherlands, and in Germany, all over Europe.
Okay, we'll come back to that point with my guests about freedom of speech. But just, Andy Cristea, on this specific point of when your colleague says there was no evidence of interference, TikTok itself has documented fake accounts, 27,000 accounts, that it removed after that election campaign in December.
Yes, that is correct. And I dare to say that for all the viewers who are watching us and want to see what really happened, they should check those documents put forward and made public by the National Intelligence Services back in December, I think. And you could see facts, you could see names, you could see very factual data about what happened back then. We as politicians, we can give different spins according to our interest. But I think it's a trap. I mean, elections in Romania are a very important thing. We need legitimacy. We need the Romanian people electing their president without manipulation, without interference from outside the country, and without having TikTok or other tech companies dealing with these kind of messy things, which it seemed to me happened some months ago.
Petr Sastrovičius, how important do you think this election is as a test case for the EU?
It's very much. I can tell you that Romania become a kind of the electoral laboratory of new means, new instruments, employed, used, manipulated just recently. And, you know, we are in a kind of a timeline when we see TikTok, social media, those artificial intelligence means used widely. And if the previous contender, Georgescu, you know, he was proudly declaring that he spent nothing on campaign. So how come, I mean, you can be the first one? And indeed, I mean, it was generated. But we need artificial intelligence, but we shouldn't have artificial democracy. People should trust, and trust is an essential element in any election. If there is a proof, which is presented by experts, that those manipulative means were used, so we have to be very serious. Mm. You know, I mean, it's not just a matter that some candidates are eliminated. No, it's something more. It's a try to manipulate trust towards public institutions, polarize society, and, you know, I'm not sure, I mean, how much Russians were involved, but they are always involved when they feel a possibility to fix a result. Mm.
Let's go back to Bucharest. Gheorghe Pipera, you've said that voters are being infantilized, that they're being treated like children. So are you basically saying even if there are fake accounts, people are adult enough to know what they're voting for and that they know what they're doing?
Yeah, first of all, let me tell you something. 27,000 fake accounts doesn't mean 2.3 million fake votes. I gave you an example of today. It's not about December, it's not about November. There is a candidate which is called Nico Shortam, and himself go to the Romanian authorities and said that he's attacked by no less than 800,000 fake accounts. And let me tell you something else. You know, in Romania, there are seven kinds of secret services. And also, there are all of the European and American secret services present in Romania. And if you say, continue to say that the Russians are so clever, so powerful, to do manipulation under the radar with no evidences for these seven kind of secret services, no evidences that there is a manipulation, this means that we pay the secret services for nothing. Because if there were something, they should tell us. They should make an awareness to the public. Well, and in this moment, what is happening is the fact that instead of leaving the population to vote based on their choice, free choice, we try to manipulate, but in the opposite side situation.
Well, the what the Romanian secret services said was also echoed by TikTok's own internal investigation, which was then made public. But let's go to Andy Cristea here, because you've said to kind of counter these sort of narratives, there needs to be more media literacy programs to equip citizens better for dealing with these kinds of situations across the EU. This is not just about Romania.
Yes, you are right. And I really believe that we have this responsibility to equip our citizens with relevant mental models, with cognitive tools, in order for them to deal successfully with the information, with the new technologies, and to use it accordingly. Let me be very blunt about it. When we scroll on social media, on our social media feeds, we believe, or we might be believing, that we are informing ourselves, that we are finding out information. But at the end of the day, we are consuming a commercial product. It's a mental stimulant. It's a mental stimulation about what's happening around us. And our citizens, and I dare to say us as well, we need, and this is of paramount importance, to understand what is information and the consequences of having, how should I put this, dangerous information available to citizens. It's not about censorship. I'm not going into that trap. But different people consume different information and they have different behavior, different beliefs, and it's okay. As long as different actors, external actors or platforms are using this way of getting ourselves informed against us to manipulate us.
Just final thoughts from you. Sorry, it's been such a quick debate, Petr Sastrovičius, but following from what your colleague's saying here, is there a problem then with the application of things like the Digital Services Act when it comes to TikTok or other platforms?
I think we are all still learning. I mean, we are in a learning process, how to apply this rightly made, on time made act in real circumstances. I mean, but firstly, critical thinking and facts checking. I think this is two essential elements must be present. And let's not, deceive ourselves that Russia has no interest into presidential or general elections in the Republic of Moldova. They will always find channels and means how to influence votes. For example, using Orthodox Church channels, I mean, belonging to the Moscow Patriarchate and employing and influencing voters. So that's why we're still in a learning process, but we have to be very serious. Probably we will have to improve, but let's use it in order to defend democracy.
We'll have to end it there. It's been obviously a very short time to cover such a huge topic, but I'd like to thank all of my guests, Gheorghe Pipera in Bucharest, Andy Christea here in Brussels, and of course, Petras Austravicius also here at the European Parliament. Thanks for watching Talking Europe.